This is Jeff with Maximum Threshold Radio, and I'm with Wino and Dave from St. Vitus, the legendary St. Vitus. How you guys doing?
Good.
I appreciate you guys taking the time out to talk with us for a little bit. I know the tour hasn't been going too long. How's it going so far?
Good. Really good. Actually, we've had really good shows.
Cool.
It hasn't been that long, I think. Week
and a half?
Yeah. I got 5 or 6 shows. Yeah. Cool. Maybe 6 if max.
Cool.
But cool. Yeah, it's been going good.
You guys were out with Bloody Hammers. They played with you last week, too, didn't they?
Or who?
They, Bloody Hammers?
Not yet.
Not yet? It's coming up?
No, maybe. Not that I know of.
They're pretty cool, too, man. I've been checking them guys out a lot.
Yeah, it's the Hookers. Palmer and then Zoroaster will be, they're all kind of staggered.
Cool. Cool. You've been touring on Lily for probably about a year and a half now, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Wow, something like that.
How long's it been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The response still good for it, man? Are people?
But we're trying to get to places we've never played before, so.
Right.
We've been playing a few cities on this tour that we've never played at all, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. And a lot of places that we haven't played since, like, 87 at the latest.
And we're playing a pretty broad spectrum of stuff. I mean, we play stuff off Mortal Cries, V.
Cool.
Yeah, we don't have anything off the first record or...
Nothing off of COD, I'd imagine, right?
Or COD or Die Healing, yeah. We're going to work out songs off that eventually, songs that he feels comfortable singing because of the re-releases.
Right.
We do stuff off the first album, whenever... We're trying to play mostly our record, you know, so... But we still play Mystic Lady.
That's off the second record, though.
Right. Well, I mean, early stuff.
Ice Monkey in there?
What's that?
Ice Monkey in there?
No, we haven't really started the two guitar thing. This is kind of our way right now.
We're sticking basic.
Just going basic. Sometimes that's the best way to go, man. It's simple and basic.
It's easier.
Right? Right. And you... You're a fucking legend, man.
No. Like
people, yeah, you are.
Bullshit.
No, it ain't bullshit, brother. You got it down, man. And people fucking say, like, oh, I owe him. He's a riff master and this and that. And you don't... And very rarely do I hear you get brought up. But, man, as soon as you hear that, you know it's St. Vitus, man. You know what I mean? That, right. That just the tone and the fun.
Well, you know, that is something that is bizarre. Because a lot of the reviews from our last record, one of the first things people said is that after the 4 drum beats, you immediately know what band it is.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, well, that's good. It's good to have your own sound thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I love you in there, too. Like, you know, you guys are huge in, like, Trouble. Like, you hear those guitars, and you know it's Trouble. There's no doubt. As soon as that kicks in, you're like, oh, it's fucking Vitus.
Same
thank
as
God.
Voice, same as, you know, like bands like Danzig, like, you hear that vocal... Hetfield, you know, you hear that for like a couple seconds and you know what it is, you know?
Right.
Sound of the guitars.
What's influencing you guys? How do you keep your inspiration? And you got that back together. There's a long break between the last album that you did with the guys.
Uh-huh.
So you get back together. Is it a slow process getting up to speed, or did you kind of just hit the ground running and it was like you never...
We sort of did it. We pretty much did it on the fly, but I mean, we definitely spent time rehearsing. We all get together. And everybody's old enough now to where we can do it. Like, we can leave, we can block out, you know, space and time where we can split. We all meet up at Henry's in Texas. He lives in New Orleans, and me and Mark live in L.A. And Henry's got his place in Texas, and we meet up there and we rehearse. And he's got it all set up now for, like, a... That's pretty fun. It's always something I look forward to.
Yeah, it's like the real reason or inspiration or whatever that we started doing it again was the fans. Because it's like... Years ago, I did a show in Germany with this other band I was in, and we were doing Born Too Late, Dying Inside is the Encore.
With Debris?
People were like way off into it, and that got the, like, hey, I wonder if we can do something. And then when we did the one reunion, we figured it would be done, and then the guy from Roadburn called us like 3 years later, or no, 6 years later, and wanted if we would do it again. And then it just kind of, because of the fans wanted it. That's really why we wanted to do a new record, too, eventually. Because we really weren't planning on that. We figured we would just go and do, like, the reunion tour thing.
Right.
And, you know, but people are like, you got to do a record.
But it's fun. Like, oh. It's fun to play, too. You know, it's fun to play for the people and do it. I mean, if we just kept playing the same old shit, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be any fun for us either. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I guess we tried to mix it up a bit. I mean, this set is kind of the same set that we did last year, but like Wanda was saying earlier, more than probably about two thirds of this tour we didn't hit last year, or we haven't even touched since '87. So, yeah. And some places never. So it's like, okay, like Grand Rapids, we never played there ever.
I don't think we ever played there in Detroit.
We played Detroit. I just did before you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So it's like kind of, we can do a lot of older stuff and not necessarily pushing all the new stuff. We don't have to worry about having another new song quite yet.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's cool.
Is it tripping you guys out too, seeing like, you know, I'm not dating any of us here, but nobody's spring chickens, man. So is it trip you out a little bit, man, when you guys hit the stage and you're starting to see younger kids, man, turned on to Vitus?
That's a new thing, and that's a good thing.
That's really
absolutely
fun. Especially in Europe, because people will bring little kids,
you know,
like 5-6 years old, who, you know, their parents' parents, like their grandparents, turned their mom and dad on to Vitus,
right?
And they went to go see us when they were like, you know, 16 or 17 in an all ages show. And now they have kids, and those little kids are like into it. It's like, I remember playing this one show with Debris, and this guy brought this little teeny girl up, and she was like 5, I think, or something. And he goes, I play, you know, your stuff all. It was Vitus Frank. And he goes, I play your stuff all the time. That's all she hears. When she was in the womb, we played Born Too Late for her. And he goes, honey, this is the man who wrote Born Too Late. And she goes, Born Too Late. I'm like, oh, man, you know, that's cool. That gives you like a weird, warm feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's how it is. I take my oldest son now. He saw Sabbath 3 times when they were at Dio.
That's cool.
You know, rocking out, tripping out, and he digs on you guys. I got him. He's a Doomhead, man.
Cool, man.
And that's the other thing. Like, all these bands that, you know, come out after you guys and all, like, the Troubles and the Candle Masses, they think they got to go slow and low and they're doom. You guys show your proof you don't have to do that. What do you think of the scene exploding now, because there's a lot of good doomy bands out there that aren't just tuning down and playing slow.
It's cool that doom metal finally got recognition it should have, because there was all these other genres, but that never got mentioned.
But you're right there.
So that's cool.
You can have a heavy sound without having to have your guitar tuned all the way down, fucking C or whatever it is. That's freaky to me, because it's like, you know,
I don't see how it could
stand. That's a new thing.
I would hate that.
You know what I mean? That's like sort of like the standard now, though. It's like tune your whole guitar way down low and use the real bass strings, you know. And that's cool. But to me, it's like, you know, I don't know.
And you don't have to play all slow songs either. Obviously, we don't.
Right.
But it is, too. That's what you, when you play too many tunes really low like that, too, that's a disadvantage for someone singing, I think. Because then it puts it real high, you know, it's like putting a capo on it or something. Like, I know that, a half step down from standard is where I like to be. That's where my range is.
Yeah, we like our old records. The original ones are just in E.
Meaning, like just one half step down from like 8/40. These guys are most bands nowadays. They tune all the way down to see the whole guitar, not just drop one string.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's like airplane mode almost.
There's a whole new man. It's a whole new genre, man. Really, I think. You know, what stoner rock evolved into, stoner and doom mixed together evolved into.
Right.
Yeah, that's funny because, like, people say we're one of the people that started doom metal, but if you listen to all these doom metal bands that are now the new ones, we totally don't fit with them.
Right.
Doom is the word that you need to describe something, because, you know, you got to have something to compare it to, or else you won't be able to tell somebody what it's like.
Exactly.
You
know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, like you've said it many times, like, we're not super,
we don't play all slow songs like some bands. You're like, wow, I really like to kind of rock out a bit
life's doom, not just like, you know, hey, we're going to get bombed by the
rest. Yeah, it's more like the feeling that we put out.
Exactly.
And the lyrics and the way he phrases and
what constitutes,
are like doom songs.
What constitutes doom, like, to me, it means like, you know, real negative, like, you know, hey, the world's coming to an end.
The sky's falling.
But I think mainly what it is the sound, I think, right?
Right. It's the emotion that you get from. Yeah. And I'd say not so much the vocals. The vocals add to it. It's the music that's got that feeling.
Visceral,
you know?
Fucking. Yeah.
Right.
That's why we love the low stuff so much, you know?
What are you guys listening to? Any of the newer bands that are coming out? Is there anything new that you're checking out? Or you just stick to the old stuff still?
I more watch TV, so I really don't listen to a whole lot of like new stuff.
Right.
I do like they're not even new anymore, is Red Fang and Devil. I like both those bands.
The new Red Fang album's tremendous. I haven't heard that yet. It's tremendous.
Really? The first record is fucking great.
How long has this been out? Pretty recently?
I think it's getting ready to come out.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, so, yeah, I'll be interested in hearing that.
Yeah, that's good. And then, have you heard Wind Hand yet?
Yeah, I saw some live on my birthday in Dallas.
How were they live?
They were good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've been into that a lot lately.
Yeah,
man,
they played a really crazy place where I thought the sound was really terrible, but it's, by the end of their set, I was digging it.
Was that the infamous night?
That was the night on my birthday night where I got into town
and found out you were injured.
I got kind of fucked up on my birthday this year. Like I did last year.
Right, like we do every year.
Pretty much.
How is it with being out on the road, man? You guys kind of are road veterans now, a little bit more seasoned. So is the partying, the limits and what's cool?
Oh,
or is it all freaking bets are off still?
Escalated.
Right. it's controlled better, that's for sure.
Right?
There's many nights we don't remember.
We like to drink, stuff, but man, I can't stand hangovers.
I've only had two of this so far, but we've only been out 7 days, though.
Right.
I knew exactly what I did wrong on my birthday. I didn't eat that much, and for some reason I switched liquor. Like usually I drink Jack's.
When you start,
I wanted to drink a Wild Turkey. And it was 101. I was like, what was I thinking?
Right.
Yeah.
Hindsight, man.
Right.
Sober hindsight.
Oh boy.
So when you guys are doing stuff now, with the way that things are, they're engineered and they're mixed and bands are coming in and they bring like one little beat down on the drum and they play a riff on the guitar and they piece it all together with the computer, does that make you guys sick? You guys are still old school, right? You're not all pro tuned out.
We tried to get things done in one or two takes like we've always done.
And it was analog too. We did record analog.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. But then, on like you said, on the mixing process, we like to do that because it's way easier. Like if somebody, you go through a song, a bunch of times, you finally get it. But then when you listen to it, there's one weird little note. It's nice to just go and take that note from somewhere else and fix it rather than have to set it all up and do it all over again.
If you've been working on the same thing fucking for hours and hours, the thing about it is, with digital stuff, it is up to par now. Sonically to where it didn't used to be the same, but now the digital stuff's so good that you can't tell the difference whether it's going to tape or going to digital.
Right.
So as far as the studio goes, man, pretty much anything is fair, I think, in the studio if you approach it that way. But I mean, depends on your attitude. I mean, we still are into performance.
Yeah,
man.
We like right.
performance is where it's
we
at.
Like
you know,
when we play to sound as close to the record as possible.
Yeah. Right.
So we try not to have a bunch of overbearing overdubs and crazy stuff that you're just not going to see.
For the vocal stuff too, if I'm going line by line, then if like everything is really nice, but one little piece is flat or whatever, I'll do another take. And I'll do it like really close to that one.
Yeah.
And then if they need to, we can actually just put the spot in. I'm all for that, man. Because then I'll learn it that way.
Right.
But we're taking that live. I mean, it's the same, But I mean, it'd be super cheating if you just like. If you didn't actually play,
Right.
You just grab samples.
That's
it depends what you do. If you do like an arty kind of like mashup trip, like I've recently gotten into like, Chopped and Screwed shit. Because when I started doing it to my stuff, one of my friends, he just kept playing it for me. Like sometimes it was on, sometimes it wasn't,
Right.
But it depends. I mean, I think it's just the way that it's the way it is. I mean, engineers from the day that did analog that never learned. Pro Tools or any of that shit, those people aren't working.
Right. Which brings me to this. Well, you guys got any new tunes? I know you guys write out on the road, you get ideas together, you're gonna put so obviously there's gonna be another Vitus record.
No, we're gonna try. I mean, we don't have anything as a band yet. I have one kind of long, weird, epic thing that these guys haven't heard yet that I've done at home. And then at Soundchecks, I'm trying to mess around. We're trying to get something short and snappy just to kind of put out so that people know that there is something coming.
Right.
And maybe on the record, it might be a different version of that certain thing. But, it's a little difficult because we can't really get together and practice.
Right.
Because we live all, everyone's so far apart. So I usually
Which is
just
even more of a testament to what badasses you are.
Yeah. When Dave sent me the roughs to the last record, it was on a cassette.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that was before we got the fucking... Right after that, we got a thing that would put a cassette on the CD so that I'd be sent it, but yeah, the
other... Oh, nice.
That's cassette, yeah. Great. Because it just so happens we just bought this van and had a cassette player, so it's cool.
It's like, how am I going to listen to this?
Cool, I still got a whole bunch of tapes I found in the attic, man, and my kids
really?
Go, what the hell are those?
Nice.
Get on. I go, this is what, yeah, this is what we used to have to listen to music on. Yeah. And the like vinyl, like they were like, whoa, that's a big CD. I said, that's not a CD. It's what... It used to come on. Wow, that's what used to get.
CD, wow.
Yeah.
Now vinyl is hot.
It's making it.
Everybody wants.
It's crazy.
Everybody wants vinyl. I mean, that's just the way it is. Europe here, you know, you got to carry it around, but it's cool.
But it looks nice. It's that big old picture. Yep. You can actually read the words instead of going.
And also back to the digital thing. You know, it's like the records sound better these days because you know in the old days you had to do two mixes. You know, one for vinyl, one for CD because if you put too much low end on to tried to cut too much low end into the grooves of vinyl, you'd end up losing low end.
Right.
So it was really tricky to get, you know, get the balance. But now it's just fucking, you know, it's digitally, the computer figures it out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you still got it. Mastering is like the ultimate thing, but I mean, the digital realm is, I don't know, just thought I'd throw that in there.
Nice. And are you focusing on this now? Is this your baby? Because I know you got a million of Shrine.
Not really anymore. Not really anymore. No. Shrine Builder's done. His nails got a little strange, fucking. And all I'm doing is playing acoustic guitar right now.
Right, huh?
Yeah, playing acoustic guitar. Me, and then I played this German cat sometimes. Connie Ox, we did a record together, and then that's what I'm doing right now. I mean, I got a few irons in the fire. I like to jam, you know, stuff, but nothing, no concrete plans, which is actually fine for me right now. I'm ready to. This is a good time to kind of figure things out.
Cool. What about you, Dave? I know you're down in New Orleans. There's there's a hotbed of activity down there, man. You got the old man Phil Anselmo down there. You got Jimmy Bauer down there. All them crazy. Yeah, and
I don't really
Kirk. Yeah, I just talked to Kirk last week, and
I don't run into him too much. I mainly hang around with Pat Reuters.
Okay.
Yeah, but the other guys, they all live pretty far away, and I work all the time, so I don't really run into them much. But you know. I mean, I love New Orleans. It's great, you know, because it's always, like, something going on.
Right.
Always, no matter what. There's, you know, and especially this time of year, Halloween time, like, the end of the month, our last show is in New Orleans.
Cool.
And that's going to be badass because that's, like, it's going to be Halloween week this year because Halloween falls in the middle of the week.
Right.
So the weekend before and after, it's just stretched through all of it. And we have, like, the first Friday of the start, so that's going to be
really even better.
Fun, yeah. But, I see those guys that they'll come out to. Unfortunately, they're all going to be gone in Austin doing a horror movie fest thing.
Film fest,
on the same fucking night. Yeah,
so Phil's guys putting on a big horror music fest and all that stuff.
What do you think about his new band?
It's off the hook. You got to listen to it a couple times, man. I think Marzi's a badass, man, the guitar player.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys, we had him up for a couple days. We tattooed him and stuff and hung out and... Really, really, really awesome guys, but you don't get it all on one listen, man. And I'm still listening to it and hearing shit that I didn't hear when I first put it in. What about you?
I think that's an honest answer. I think that was well put, actually. I would agree with all that.
I haven't heard it. So I saw the picture and I was like, Phil.
I feel bad for him because everybody, you know. It's so easy to take jabs at people, and still eats a lot of shit.
It's easy to take jabs, but it's also easy to take jabs at it if it's not where it should be. I mean, you know, Phil is like, claims to be the, you know, sort of the king,
right,
so to speak. He's a fucking, I mean, I would think, you know, I didn't like the production on a couple of the Last Down records. I mean, I just think it could be bigger.
Yeah.
You know, bigger, better.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They're doing, you know, they're doing weird stuff, to experiment and stuff, which is cool. You got to give them credit for trying to do something different,
man. I've been waiting for his solo album forever and ever because he can really sing, you know. See, that's the thing, like, didn't he do some shit with Iommi?
Yeah.
I never even heard that stuff. Did it come out?
Yeah, he did. Oh, well, it came out on Iommi's first solo CD. He did that song, Time Is Mine.
Oh, that one song, yeah.
And then I think he did another one called Bastard on the they did something.
Because Phil can actually really sing and not scream. See, that's
right.
But that's my personal favorite.
I've told him a million times.
I guess that's
way
why
better when you're singing than screaming.
Yeah, I guess that's why that maybe.
Like when he does the stuff on This Love and Cemetery Gates and all that stuff, he's that's badass.
Yeah. And a lot of people see, and that's the thing. And then he comes back to make an extreme record, and people go, he's fucking old. He can't hit the notes. He can't scream. It's like, dude, when's the last time he sang like that? Pantera played in 2001, and he's been doing down. And
people are saying he can't scream anymore?
Yeah, people are fucking assholes. You know that,
that's crazy as fuck, though. I mean, to me, that's like so, I guess it's reality, but it's so weird that, like, that's, he's being picked apart for his, like, his screaming. That's fucking crazy.
Right, I mean, you can't.
And that used to be the thing that people said we don't like, is stop screaming, sing.
Right.
And now it's like,
but, you know, but they're screamers, or of that style, I guess I'm called singing, they do have different timbres, you know? Like, for Kelly, Scott Kelly's voice didn't bother me, and I actually liked it. Me and him wondered whether it was going to work together, me and him singing Traveler, you know, the scream and singing and the screaming, but it actually worked somehow. But, you know, then sometimes it does, you know.
Right.
Sometimes, so the timbre of the scream can really do it to you sometimes, I think. I refuse to name names, but there's certain bands I just can't listen to, you know.
Absolutely. There's a lot I can't listen to.
Yeah. And that's a lot of newer stuff too. I mean, it's the same old rehash shit, and then they want the whole song to be a fucking breakdown, and there's nothing to it.
I mean, it almost makes me think: is there a dearth of lack of real singers, or do people they're actively seeking?
I think it's just the style.
They're actively seeking a screamer. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, to me, what I think it does, it gives people that might not have the confidence or ability to really sing to fuck, get out there and perform, which I think is cool. So I think it, you know. I don't know, man. It's like it's
I just
all
hate it when I hear like a really, really good song, and like, wow, this is badass. And then the singer comes in and goes,
right?
Oh, let me ruin the song.
But it's a genre now, too, right? So that's like
But that's what they're into. It's like, strange, okay, yeah, whatever.
It's all, you know, it's kind of new. I mean, you know,
it's just not my
little bit older
shit.
School, yeah. God, I'm so baked, man. I'm not very articulate. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And I know since old Doom General Holzner sends his love.
Doom General Holzner.
Yeah, that's what we called them. We had the skull up last month. They're coming back in December, man.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're awesome. And then, you know, we're friends with the guys in Trouble still, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys heard any Trouble?
I haven't. Now, who's in the skull?
Eric.
Right.
Ron.
Yeah.
And Ole.
Right, right.
And then he's got Lothar. Right. No. Lothar Keller and Michael Carpenter playing guitar.
Cool.
No, they're still doing. Bruce and Rick are still
doing Trouble. Yeah,
is Kyle still?
Kyle. Still, yeah, he was so scared and nervous when it came out, man. When we were talking to him, and I said, "Dude, you got to own it, bro. It's badass." I said,
"Kyle's perfect to sing for Trouble. He can totally hit all
the Floodgate stuff, and even the Alabama Thunder Pussy stuff that he did."
Oh, yeah,
on his
yeah, that guy.
Kyle from Next Order.
Okay, but what happened to the first guy?
Eric's in place.
He's in the skull.
No, not Eric Wagner. Didn't they have another singer for a minute? Like,
Douchebag.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck was his
name? Corey Clark.
Yeah.
Warrior Soul. What a fucking douche. Like, if he came in your fucking bus right now, I'd fucking throw him out the window. Beat his fucking
That's
ass.
That's cool, man. I'm telling you, respect that.
He's a douche. And not only, I mean, first of all, when Eric Wagner leaves, anybody that would get that gig would have big shoes to fill be under a microscope.
Fuck yes.
But when you come in and you're a fucking asshole and you alienate the fans that actually are going to try and give you a shot.
Yeah. What did he do? I mean, what?
Oh, he called everybody douchers. He was skunk. Fuck you. Fuck Eric. Fuck you. You don't need to be our fans and all that shit.
Wow.
You know, and this was going on city to city, and he's talking shit in the press. And then when he left, he was like, fuck Bruce and fuck Rick. And whoa, man. These dudes stuck up for you, man, for 2 years. And it sounds like you're gargling on a bucket of nails.
So he had a hard time singing. Wagner's got a high voice.
Yeah,
Wagner's voice is high.
Weird.
It's got such personality, and those dudes are probably tuned down to D or something like that. So you know, it's like that is a fucking tough gig to do. I mean, a half step either way makes a big difference because when I joined the band, I got these dudes to tune down a half step for me to try it because I knew that I was straining in the key. So when Scotty Riegers came to do the first time that he sang. First time we played in L.A. in a long time, like sort of like arena show in L.A.
Yeah, that was at the weird strip bar.
Then Scott Rieger, the original singer of Vice, came, and sang a tune. And that half step fucked him up.
Right.
You know?
Totally fucked him up.
Yeah. So, I mean, my point is, you know, it's tricky, man. I think it'd be hard to follow Eric. I really do. If you wanted to try to sound like him or sing relatively close. Now, the dude for the new guy in House of Chains, though, you know,
is
a good example of like somebody who like really took the same sound and the same style to a new dimension. As did, like, in my opinion, as did Israel Vibrations and the Bad Brains. Man, I saw Bad Brains when he was the singer of Bad Brains, and man, he breathed the fire into that shit, you know. Whereas, you know, HR is cool, but he's also crazy as fuck.
Right? Yeah, he's.
I tripped out though. Was like we were just scrolling through stuff, and I'm like, Alice in Chains live, and it was new. I'm like, oh, I want to see the new singer. I heard he was good. Blew my fucking mind.
Yeah,
it's good shit.
I was like, you know? It was a song. I don't know the name. It's like, to be your master.
I don't want to say. Right.
That's a band that grew on me, man. That's a band.
Man, he sounded exactly like Lane.
Yeah. Like, well, you know what I realized when I listened to the new stuff is too. You don't realize at the time how much Jerry.
I saw that I was like wow he sings
all that shit.
That's right. That's just the harmony those guys did. I mean, really pretty, man. Yeah. Impeccable. Like,
that was a great band.
You know, I was a late liker of Alice in Chains. We were on the same labels at the time, The Obsessed, but because, you know, the three songs came out that all sounded the same. It was like that one Living Color song, Cult of Personality. It was a Faith No More song. And then it was their song, Doctor. I just couldn't get it. When I heard the three songs, I couldn't identify which was which. They all came out.
So you're talking about Man in a Box.
Yeah, Man in a Box. Living Color, you know, whatever the song was, and then the other one. So I heard that one song, that same song, and I was just like, I just didn't like it. You know, that took me, man, it took me years. I mean, we were on the same label, so we used to have to go do meet and greets, and they'd be playing, and I'd sit there and. Just never really got it. I thought he'd use his wah real good, but then, you know, just within the last, I don't know, the last 6-7 years, I started listening to the words, and, you know, I probably sit somewhere, you know, some put on a record.
Right.
I probably just was a different state of mind, kind of absorbed it all. Now, I think it's genius shit.
That's Dirt is better than the first.
I think so, too, and that's what I got. And
Dirt's really good.
It's amazing how you get older and your ears get more mature.
Yeah.
And you listen to something, like you said, Wino. Like, yeah. And it's like, you're like, oh, this is killer, man.
State of mind makes all the difference in the world. I mean, you can be in a bad mood and, you know, on the way to work or late or some shit and put something in and it might not like it. You know, then if you kick it back one day, you know, with a good buzz on or something, and it's going to sound completely different.
Right.
Completely. The studio that happens too, like, you can sit there and really burn your ears out. You know, you can get to the point where it's just like, this fucking sounds like shit. And you give it a day or two, and then let's do it again. You know, New Year's definitely makes a difference. Psychological state, I think, has a lot to do with how you hear. Really, you know?
Absolutely. Anything else you want to throw out there for, you know, we play you guys all the time, man. Willie came out, man, that shit was blowing up. People would not leave us the fuck alone, man. They were calling our cell phones, they were texting us, man, play the fucking video. So I said, dude, I'm playing it, man. I'm playing what I'm allowed to play. Chill out, man. I'm fucking playing it.
If there's any gamers out there, fucking Blessed Night is on, what is it?
Yeah, it's on Xbox online. Blessed Night is on it.
Really?
Yeah. And on YouTube, it's got some videos of people doing it. And it's crazy to watch. And the weirdest thing, there's two different fucking videos. And in both of them, me and Wino are girls.
Oh, really?
And Mark is a guy. Yeah. And what? The drummer's a guy. Both of them, we're girls. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, they put you on Guitar Hero or Rock Band or something?
It's on Rock Band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Band online. Yeah. And if you go on YouTube, you can just search, like, St. Vitus Rock Band. And it'll come up. And it's so funny because the singer and the guitar player are girls in both versions.
And then you get like some 6 or 7 year old kid playing it, and then they're like, oh, yeah, I want to check out Midas.
When the whammy bar solo comes in, the dots are like this. And this person got a perfect. I'm like, I couldn't get a perfect on it. And I wrote this out. The fuck are you doing? This fucking weird shit. It was really crazy. I played it for these guys, and they were like, what?
When he was watching the words go across his throat. Have you heard what I was saying?
So you can karaoke it and stuff, and it's so weird looking. It is so fucking weird looking.
Yeah.
But that's cool, you know, I mean, that's really awesome, because I heard that a lot of that stuff is, especially the online things, is fan requests on their blog. How come you don't have any music by this person or that person or that person? And I've heard that these people look into it, and if it's okay, they do it, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Somehow, either they liked it or fans asked. And
like, either way, there was a demand.
Yeah. Get some people to start calling fucking those cats at that on that TV show to get David on there. What's that called?
That Mel show?
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there making noise in between the commercials.
Oh, yeah, he'd be the celebrity guitar player or whatever.
Just to interview him, I think. Because he wore the body shirt tonight that fucking Neil found from Klutz is on there. That was cool, because I laid down. I was getting tattooed by Henry's girlfriend.
There was the two guys from Thin Lizzy, right?
It was the guy, one of the original guys, and then
and the guy from Klutz.
And then there's somebody else in there too, and then Jake E. Lee.
Jake E. Lee was the guest guitar player.
Oh my god,
sad.
Dude,
it was sad.
I'm sorry. But anyway, so yeah, so people, maybe if we could have some folks calling in to that TV show or somehow, that'd be great.
Dude, I'll start spamming Eddie Trunk now, man.
We fuck with
Eddie all the time, man.
Because you know the thing is, it's like I think Vice needs to be on there.
Don't sell yourself short. You got to go on there too.
I go on there too.
It'd be a killer hour interview.
If they would do one or two, then you know, obviously be him. But I mean, they do.
They got to do two, man. They had the same guys on and the same, you know, everybody knows, and they kissed their ass.
Learn not to fucking cuss like I had to do when I'm raising my kids, man.
Right. I know. I slip all the time, man. My little ones too.
I'm back to full on. Just back full on into it, you know. And so I got to be careful.
Right. And you got to be careful, especially when they're younger. You're coming off the road. You're used to being on the road in a van or whatever.
My old son, man, he's turned 12, and he said to me, he said, "Dad, I've been checking out your stuff." And he says, "I really like that St. Vitus song, Looking Glass." And I was like, I was fucking stunned, because that's a pretty down and dirty drug
song. That's a weird
song.
That's a really weird song.
I mean, it's a pretty down and dirty drug song, you know. It's like our lives at the time, and fucking talking about acid, and talking about, you know.
Does he understand the words, or whatever? Does he just like the song?
Not sure.
He might just dig the song.
I was sort of stunned that I didn't really know if I wanted to get into the lyrics with him yet. Like, have yet to have the talk on the birds and the bees. Like, what I told him was, when he was a little baby, he said, "Well, how do they have babies, these animals?" And I said, "They fly together and touch in a special way." Nice. Well, I'm gonna tell him now, dude. Now it's on, baby.
Yeah, now he's like, hit now the shit.
My friend got his girlfriend pregnant. How did that happen? They didn't fly. They were laying in a bed.
Yeah. Leave a couple books laying around, the tasteful books that I think is a good way too, maybe.
Right. So how are you inspired still, and what motivates you lyrically? I mean, I know on the newer, you know, on Lily, it's. If you look deeper, it's not just all like partying. It's, I mean, it's like out there. It's make a statement of what's going on in the world, political and stuff like
David
that.
David writes most of the lyrics for Vitus, but I definitely agree with him, so I enjoy singing them. I wrote Blessed Night, which is, well, I mean, what inspires me is I like art. I like really insane art, and I like beauty and stuff.
Marijuana.
I'm pretty spaced out, man. I mean, it's like I'm not really trying to like. I don't want to be. I don't like society at all. So I mean, I have to deal with it. But I mean, people that stand up for themselves and say what they really mean, that inspires me a lot. Musicians that like I think are really real when they, you know, about what they're singing about and stuff, inspires me. I've got to tell you. What's really inspiring me right now, I just thought of it, is, goddamn, I got this fucking DVD, live DVD of Skinner from Henry when they play in San Francisco on the Give Me Back My Bullets tour. And, you know, it's just two guitar players, keyboard, bass player. Those dudes aren't using any pedals, you know, no, they don't even have any tuners, you know, they're tuning the piano, you know, kind of clean, but somehow that is the fucking best video, man, I think.
Right on.
Black and white, man. That's what's inspiring me right now. It's a live, it's, I think it's at the Fillmore West, I think. So maybe it was like, I don't know, he said it's rock concert, Don Kirchner or something, I don't know, but it's good.
Cool, I appreciate you guys taking a little time out of your night, man.
Yeah.
And thank you for staying true, man, and being who you are and doing what you do and giving us the good doom, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wino. Dave,
thanks, man.
Thank you, appreciate it.